we're doing in the Shulchan Aruch, we're doing the laws of Nesias Kapayim. Those means raising the hands. That's when the Kohanim raise their hands to bless. That's called Nesias Kapayim. And that's chapter, beginning with chapter 128. So over here he's going to be discussing, it's quite a lengthy siman, a lengthy chapter, but he's going to be discussing the laws, the din nesias kapayim, the laws of lifting your hands, which is the hands of the Kohen, basically lifting to bless. Ve'ezet varim apoistim b'koyin, which matters would disqualify a Kohen from doing the Birchat Kohanim? Uboy hei samach sifim, has 60 subsections over here, telling you all the various different laws. So first we'll start off with subsection 1. Mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah. It is a positive mitzvah from the Torah. She yivorchu ha-Kohanim as Yisrael b'chol yoim, that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people every single day. B'nesias kapayim, while they're raising their hands, that's how they should bless them. She nemar, because the verse states in Bamidbar, in chapter Vav, Pasuk of Gimel, 6:23, it says, Koy svaruchu, so you shall bless. So you shall bless. What does it mean, so you shall bless? Well, halonu oimer, because later on in the verse in Ba'ikra Tes, Pasuk of Beis, over there it says, Aaron raised his hands to the people and he blessed them. So when the verse says here, you shall bless them, so it means like Aaron blessed them at the time while raising his hands. And you know, they make the sign, the Kohanim, yeah, they make the, with their hands.
The Vulcan sign.
It's five, yeah. It's five, and it's supposed to be, the divine presence is in there, between the Umishenosu Kapeyim. You know, we had this joke when we were kids. They used to say that if you're not supposed to look at the coin because the divine is right there. That's why we're under the talus, so we don't look at the coin. But they said if you look once, you get blind. If you look a second time, then you become deaf. But the joke was, if you're blind, how could you see the second time?
Good point.
So it says Umishenosu Kapeyim Ubarchu Pam Achas Biyoim. So once they had raised their hands, they blessed once a day, they fulfilled their obligation from the Torah. So it's once a day obligation. The Chachamim instituted that they should raise their hands in all the prayers from the daily prayers. Shachris, Musaf, the Tainis Unil, and also in Shachris and Musaf of a fast day, and which we they used to have in the Musaf over there, and Ilah, they used to have Umincha the Tainis, and by a Mincha of a fast day. The Gambi Mincha shall call Yem Sashono, Hoyeroi Lisbon Nisiz Kapayim. It was also fitting that Mincha, now he says Mincha the Tainis. First he starts off with saying, in all the prayers of the day, and then he adds, not sure, Shachris of Musaf, of an Uni'ila, takes out the words the Tainis here, because it doesn't really fit, but Mincha the Tainis, a Mincha, yeah. Because it was also for all minchas, as he said before, all prayers. You should have had Nesias Kapayim every mincha. But the rabbi said because of a worry that they may be drunk. When you're drunk, you're not allowed to do the Birchat Kohanim. By the afternoon, people have had a chance to drink already and they may be drunk, and therefore they don't want Nesias Kapayim in the afternoon.
But on a fast day, they wouldn't be drinking.
And that's why on a fast day, it's okay, exactly. As said in chapter 129, over there it's Sif Aleph. Now, Ein, Nesias Kapayim, B'Pachus Ma'asorah. You don't do nesis kapayim less than 10. There has to be 10. If there were 10 people when the shliach tzibur began to saying the amida, the 18, and then some left, even though he would complete the entire tefillah, ain't shom nesis kapayim, but there still will not be raising of the arm from the coin. They would still not do it. Shemitzvahs as a bifnei atzmahi, because that's a independent mitzvah. Alosha kavu chacham b'tefillah. The chachamim placed it, set it up in the davening, but it's its own mitzvah. Avlim hayu asorak shis chila kohanim levarich. But if there were 10 when the kohanim began to make their bracha, and then some left, still going to be b'chosom, they complete the bracha. Reuben provided that there is the majority left. There has to be at least 6 left. The kohanim can be counted as the number, part of the minyan of 10, or the majority of 10, because they're also the blessing, even though they're blessing, but there was Kloshinemar. Vani avorachem, I will bless them. Kolem lakoinim. Hashem is saying, you bless the Jews. Vani avorachem, I will bless them. Not the Jews, but rather, Hashem is saying, I'll bless the Kohanim. Vafilu tes Kohanim v'Yisrael echad. Even if you have 9 Kohanim and just 1 Yisrael, mevarchin no Yisrael, you still make the bracha. Shebichas Kohanim nemar b'loshin yochid. Because the brachas Kohanim is said in an individual. Yevarechecho. So even if there's 1 person that they're blessing, you have 9 people doing the. You have 9 Kohen and 1 Yisrael, you'd still make the bracha, still make the blessing.